Well, first of all, we're delighted to know that the Minister will be bringing it in front of the Dáil today for approval, which will include Sligo in the scheme along with Donegal, Mayo and Clare. It's been an ongoing battle for myself and the families over the last number of years. I suppose if you look back since 2021, we set up a campaign group, and from there on we've been campaigning to address the need for Sligo to be included in it. To date, we have over 200 families that we know that are affected by it. Unfortunately, some of them families had to leave their homes to date because the houses aren't fit to live in. So we have a situation where people are still paying a mortgage on a house but still having to rent a house down the road from it. So it's a big day. But remember, this is financially and mentally on people's health as well that we're at the stage we are. We met with ministers. We highlighted our concerns from day one, myself and the chairperson. We met with Dara, met with the Minister for Housing. We set up a campaign group inside the council itself so that we'd make sure that when we do get on the scheme, that we'll be there for the families to make sure that the scheme is ran out right. So there's a lot of issues yet to be addressed, but I suppose this is the main one to get on the scheme.
And I know you're saying that it is a positive day for homeowners in the county of Sligo, but it is also, it must have been frustrating for them to have taken so long to get to this day.
Yeah, it's very frustrating. And we're lucky enough that we had the help of the Donegal Pyrite Group and also the Mayo Pyrite Group that were there to help us and facilitate us and to give us that little bit of encouragement to keep going on. I suppose there was, as you said, there was a couple of times there we were told we were on the scheme, we were waiting for the scheme, but we know now that this will be coming in front of the Dáil today. I can't see why we won't get in on the scheme now, but as I said, from here on in, that's when the real work needs to start. If you look back, the first time pyrite was noticed in Sligo was back in 2014 when local authority houses were knocked down about Naden, and at that time the Minister had to intervene there where he had to give permission to knock down the five houses, also had to give permission for to build more houses. So it's there, it's known to be in the county for a long time, and they even stretch back to 2010, I suppose, talking to a lot of people. That's when houses, they found out that they had a defect in their blocks in the houses, for the simple reason is that was the time we had the very bad frost and temperatures dropped and people seeing cracks coming to their homes and that. And it's from that on that people really have been fighting. And it was when we did set up the committee, that's when we really start pushing it and putting the pressure on the local authorities and also the government to make sure. But listen, this needs to be 100%. It can't be anything but 100%. We can't have a situation where families are just after finishing off the mortgages and now would be faced with maybe another mortgage of 100,000 or more. That's not right. But, I mean, this is down to the regulations that were brought in at the time. This hasn't anything to do with the people in their own houses. They bought their blocks, they built their houses, they did everything right. It's on the other end of it now that people need to step up to the mark. And as I says, it is a good day for us, but our work is only starting now, which means when we get into the scheme, we'll be meeting, the committee will be meeting, and we'll be discussing our next move, what we need to do. We want to make sure that the council has all the resources that's needed, and not to be using the staff that they're there. There needs to be separate staff brought in.